Chile and the Champ
with Goo Hefner.
What up, everyone? Dude, I can't. That cracks me up right there. I don't know if it's the devil's lettuce Paul's smoking or it was just the stripper announcer voice that Paul just did right there. But
coming to the stage and on the main stage,
man. Welcome everybody to another episode of Chile and the Champ, man. You know we are here, man. We want to start it off by saying, hey, man, prayers and thoughts are with Demi Lovato. You know, for those that don't know, if you've been hiding under a rock or been on, like, you know, in a submarine.
I've been in a submarine.
Wait, what happened? Because I don't know what happened.
We've been under a rock.
She was rushed to the hospital with a heroin overdose.
Heroin? Wow.
What's she saying?
She sings a lot of songs. She's a pop artist, bro.
Who was she dating? I know people about who they dated.
Man, I don't know.
She was in the news lately?
Her songs have been popular.
No, mom said, but was she in the news lately? She's like, been on going through a breakup or something that might have led to this?
I know she's had an addiction before. So
let me ask you this. Did they say, was it through needle injections or was it through smoking it?
Who knows, man? I just saw, like, breaking news, Demi Lovato.
That's sad.
She's from Dallas, isn't she?
I don't think people, like, I don't know. I don't see how people, like, overdose on heroin like that.
Well,
it seems like a cheap-ass drug.
Well, there's different ways. One, they, you know, just like anything, they cut it and make it fake. You know, they put fake ingredients in it that are toxic that could kill you. Another way sometimes is they do it too much because they get immune to it. Yeah, and then they overdo it, and then their body can only take so much. But that's a terrible thing to hear. Just to hear that she was taking heroin, that's not something that I recommend. I've never taken that, of course, but my biological father was addicted to heroin, and he was a complete piece of shit. So if that's what it makes you turn into, I don't recommend anybody smoke heroin.
Like, I mean, I've heard. I don't know if it was heroin or
inject heroin. Don't take heroin.
Yeah, I've seen one of the people from the Rolling Stone, the group, the guitar player, I think. He ran out of veins to inject stuff.
Yeah.
So he was injecting through his eye.
They do their eyes, do their toes.
I mean, think about it, man. Fingers. That's how jacked up stuff is, man.
Demi Lovato is from Dallas, too, by the way, man.
Yeah, so, you know, we just want to send our prayers, thoughts and prayers, you know.
Man, be strong,
hey,
sis.
If everybody's going through an addiction or something, man, reach out to somebody, get help. You know, there's always people out there that will be willing to help.
And let me just say this before we move on to the next thing. Man, you know, they say marijuana is a gateway drug, and that is a fact, that it is a gateway drug off of hard drugs. It's a fact, so a lot of people out there on hard drugs, being heroin, crack, meth, stuff like that. You know, one of the ways a lot of people that come off of those addictions is through smoking marijuana. That's how they can let it go of it a little bit easier. So, you know, I don't recommend you doing it here in Texas or wherever, but go somewhere where it's legal so you can, you know what I'm saying? Sometimes you got to get away to fight that addiction. And I definitely recommend you look into that. And with that being said, our thoughts and prayers with Demi Lovato. Moving on, next topic. What it do?
Man, hold up, man. What y'all think of that Tekashi incident that happened? You know, the story goes that he was kidnapped and they stole over $800,000 worth of jewelry. And,
estimate is that?
Yeah. First of all, we just want to say we're glad that he's alive.
Yeah, glad he's all right.
It's a human life, regardless if you like him or not. But the thing that I'm more happy about is that nothing happened to his girl and his baby because they were in the house whenever they went in to steal the jewelry and everything.
So give a quick rundown of what happened real quick. Goo, you want to do that or you want to do that, Chile?
Go ahead, Chile.
Chile, go ahead and give us a quick rundown of what happened.
You're quiet today, man.
No, man, because I want to comment about this.
So apparently he had been in the studio at 4 a.m.
Shooting a video at 4 a.m.
Yeah, and then going home. Oh, well, on the way there, supposedly there was the first story was that they blocked him from going in his driveway and the guys got out and that's how they got him. But then the story came out and they said that they hit him. They wrecked the car in the back. They hit him.
Yeah, they did. They kissed him from the back where they did a little bump and run where they bumped him from the back and they stopped to get out to say, oh, we got in a wreck, which is a common way people want to do when they do kidnappings or murders or robberies. They'll do that. They'll cause you to wreck. And then when you get out, then they'll draw them pistols and draw down on you.
So apparently he didn't have security on him or anything like that. So that's how they got him. And they said they drove him around and they drove straight to his house, which they were saying it could be an inside job because they knew where he lived. And, you know, they got the jewelry and everything. They took him with them kept driving, and then he opened the car door and jumped out, and then he was at the hospital and all that stuff.
They say he jumped into somebody else's car, and they was like, hey, get out my car. And they made him get out of his car.
Well, I would too if I see him.
Dude. Yeah, because they was chasing him down. Then the supposed kidnappers and robbers jumped in the car and got away because they didn't want to get caught. So
he's not a choir boy either, man. He's got all them tattoos on his face, funny color hair. So if you're at 4 a.m. and you're riding and you see somebody like that jumping in your car, you're going to be the same way.
Yeah, so what you got to say, Goo?
No, I'm just saying, so I saw a video today. His chain made an appearance on
Wednesday. Oh, yeah?
The Jigsaw character.
I think that's what
Jigsaw,
it's called.
Jigsaw, yeah. He made an appearance today on World Star Hip Hop, and the guy was on there saying he wants
$200,000 for the chain. It's dumb, because you're just self-snitching.
Yeah, you're going to get caught. Basically. You're guaranteed going to get caught.
Yeah, you already, that's the dumbest thing
ever. You know, some of this ran through my mind when I heard the stories that is happening. Some were these just some jack boys? Were these some like rival gang members? Was it his own gang members who want to? Is it some a rival rappers? Is it some people from out of town? You know, all these things coming to my mind of who is doing it, because he pissed off so many people. Oh, the list is so long. This is not something that we wanted. Anybody, and he never did anything to me. He never pissed me off. I definitely encourage him to show respect to Jay Prince and all that situation. But you know, he ain't never done nothing to me. So my opinion of him is just from, I never met him, but just from watching from a standpoint. You know, this is something that everybody pretty much expected, though. Everybody expected something like this to happen to him. Yeah, just because the way he's living so reckless and dangerous, there's some real killers and jackers out there who ain't got shit to lose. And it's a lot of people out there who are crash dummies who just trying to make their name on the front page, who will do that behind you.
Which is, looks like that's what's happening, because if you're dumb enough to post it, the chain on the video on social media, you know they're going to trace that back to you real quick. The hip-hop police is out there. Cyber hip-hop police.
They said today that they had...
They said Tekashi was not cooperating, correct?
Yeah, but NYPD said that they have video footage that they got. Because they said they don't need them. New York.
Right.
Yeah. So they said they do have footage, and the story is not a hoax. It's not, because they kept saying it's a publicity stunt.
Yeah, for music.
The song with
wise.
Nicki was coming out. But they said that the cops did make a statement saying that it happened, so.
Yeah, it's amazing how he developed amnesia all of a sudden.
Well, you know,
I'm gonna tell you what's crazy though. He knows something, because he's beefing with a rapper named Trippy Red, right?
Oh yeah.
So they were friends, and they started beefing. Well, Trippy, he was wearing a Trippy Red T-shirt, right? Tekashi, when he did his first interview since the robbery, he was wearing the Trippy Red T-shirt. So
is that his way of trolling?
When the guy wore the Trippy Red T-shirt, Tekashi wore the Trippy Red T-shirt, the guy interviewing him, academic, said, hey, is that a Trippy Red T-shirt? And he was just like, oh, yeah. And did the shirt. And
set up.
Talking
That's
about
all
something
set up
else.
Right there.
And then Trippy Red made a video where he was sitting there smoking.
Listening to
a Tekashi song. So I was like, they're saying, they wonder if, because Trippy Red went to New York and got beat up. You know, he got jumped in it when he was in New York. So now...
Where's Trippy Red from?
He's from L.A. California.
Oh, L.A.? Okay.
So there's
another thing I wonder is, what would have happened if he wouldn't have got out of that car and escaped? What were their plans? Like, you know, of course it was going to be the utmost humiliation. They was going to put them on all type of cameras. They was going to beat the shit out of them. It was only going to get worse from there. So it's a blessing that he survived that. You know what I'm saying? I hope that he can turn his life around and turn this into a positive. But me personally, from what I've been witnessing and watching, I think this is only going to fuel him. It's only going to turn him up even more. He's going to start going in even worse than he was before, because of the fact that he came so close. And although he did have to come off his jury and he took that L, he made it out without getting killed and without getting beaten up too severely, because he and all the videos trying to prove it. See, they ain't touched me. They ain't touched me. He ain't got no marks. But I feel like he's going to do something even more reckless now.
He got completely humbled for right now. Now, how long will it last? Now, the only reason I'm saying that is because he's been very thankful. Yeah. All the messages he said, he's just like, I'm just thankful I'm alive. You know, my little girl, I begged them, let me live another day to see my daughter, please. Damn. He said, I begged them. Like,
thank God, God answered his prayers.
And so... Everything he's saying is that. Now, he still went to the club.
He's saying the right things. He's saying the right things.
Last night, And today he was out in Brooklyn taking pictures, and somebody had taken a picture from the back. Man, he had like, of course he's gonna travel like this. He had five big ass security guards in black around him. Like, so I mean, they got the money to provide security like that for him, and he, I mean, he needs it, man. But that man, when you give off that negativity, when you give off negative energy, yeah, like it should just come back, man. It's sad, but thank God he made it out of that. Thank God, you man, know, more importantly, nobody harmed his daughter or his baby mother.
And that's like the only thing, man. So we're gonna keep it moving to the ultimate troll, social media troll, the biggest one there is. Man, what y'all think of your homeboy Goo, Donald Trump? What he said about defending Russia whenever
Donald Trump, my partner. Now what, what'd he do? What
remember when they were when he met with Putin, with Russia, and then
who was Putin?
Putin.
Who the fuck is Putin?
Putin, Donald Trump's Putin.
Putin. That man, Putin.
You know my English, my Spanish accent sometimes Putin. Kicks in. Yeah, that dude right there. Yeah, that one. Because it sounds too much like puto, so that's why. When they met, and he said that Russia didn't had nothing to do with messing with the elections and all that stuff, and he said that the CIA, the U.S. intelligence was wrong and all that stuff. What y'all think of that?
First of all, you know, he always goes against the grain. He went against the intelligence because he didn't agree with what they were saying because they was appointed by Obama. Then he didn't agree with what they were saying because they was going against what he was saying. You know, anytime anybody goes against what he's saying, then, you know, then he talk trash about him. He just a troll. You know what I'm saying? But they didn't tell. They're an intelligence agency. So their whole job is to know about what's going on. So to say that they wrong is like, man, what?
Man, it's like, to me, it's like you took the other country's side, you know?
Yeah,
you took. Yeah, you just basically said the U.S. wasn't. That's just me personally. I don't. You know, I'm not saying I don't agree with Trump on a lot of his stuff. You know, he's. But you know,
I don't like him. I don't agree with him at all in no form, shape, or fashion. And it's funny because a lot of stuff he's doing, like when he was tweet about Obama.
Yeah,
he's doing the same stuff.
Doing the same stuff, but he's doing it 10 times worse.
Right.
Yeah.
Like,
this is our encouragement for us. We got to go out and vote. No matter who you vote for, but we do have to vote. I'm a avid supporter of saying vote, but not actually voting. But actually, I'm going to have to vote this time, man. This time coming up, man, we got to get out and vote.
Man, hey, everybody's doing, man, but you got to get involved also, like, in the local, you know what I'm saying? Like, the election.
It all starts on the local level, man. Big shouts out to our mayor, Sylvester Turner. Always having our back. Big shout out to my boy, the mayor, for sure.
Yeah, man. So, you know, hopefully, man, I don't know, man. Because he, like, but then, like, the White House was doing a lot of cleanup afterwards. You know, they were saying, oh, he's misunderstood the question and all that stuff. So, he's doing a lot of stuff, like you said, against the grain. And, you know, we'll just see where it goes, man. We'll see what happens, you know. So,
dumbass.
Yeah, well, you know, hey, it is what it is, man. So, Paul, you were at the Dynamos this past weekend, man. How'd that go?
Definitely dope experience. As always, big shouts out to the Houston Dynamo. Great franchise, great sports team, greatest fans. This was the battle against the Dallas.
Ooh.
Yep. Yeah. So, it was a lot of people from Dallas out there coming out there plexing. But it was definitely a great crowd, packed, of course. Everybody drunk, lit, having a great time, turning up. I do appreciate it's an outdoor stadium. I appreciate that they've they moved the games back a little bit just to deal with the heat.
For those that don't know, what's the stadium? TDEC, whatever.
BBVA.
Oh yeah, BBVA. Come, that stadium. The way they built it is like an oven, man, because it's nothing but metal. The whole structure is like all metal.
Oh yeah, that's what.
And everything.
So basically, in there cooking.
So whenever it's hot, if it's like 90 degrees, it's going to be about 120 on the field. That's how hot it gets in there. And it was
I remember reading that story when they first opened it, how the soccer players from all the other teams were complaining about how hot it was.
Oh, man, they were falling like
flies. Suffering from heat exhaustion.
Yeah.
It was hot, man. It was hot on fucking Saturday.
Yeah, it's been hot. Like,
my jersey, oh, my God. I
man,
sweat
I felt
that thing
sick.
Out.
Like, I was sick the next day. I woke up feeling like shit.
Dehydrated
on Sunday,
and stuff.
Monday, I had to go get a damn Pedialyte.
People don't know this, man, but the sun drains you out.
Yeah. And shit, probably like a 45-minute show.
Yeah, it was
Ooh,
And we did two shows that
two
day. We
shows
did
that day. Both outside.
Both of them. Yep. Both of them was outside. So it was definitely. We definitely earned our keep. we sweat the shit about it.
I gotta start charging extra.
Yeah.
Attending the shows.
You're outside. Outside. I was outside. Yeah, we got a 15% upcharge.
Yeah, you're
on
gonna have
outside.
What do they call it?
A heat clause.
A heat tax.
Yeah, a heat tax. Man, clause. God damn, it was hot.
A cold tax and a heat tax.
Man.
What are you gonna have when it's like cloudy?
Hey, big shouts out to the Astros too. They are, you know, of course, they as the my boy Bregman. You see what they did in the All Star game?
Hell yeah.
Acted a fool.
They did. Hey, he got what, MVP?
Yeah, what's his nickname? What you?
Big Daddy Bregman. Big Daddy. Big Daddy.
It said in translation, Big Poppy.
Yeah.
Big Poppy Bregman.
You know. I don't know. Alex Bregman, though, he's one of the few players on the Astros team who speaks Spanish.
Yeah. I seen him on that Me Too, on MTV 2 or something like that. I seen him on that and... No, MTV Tres. That's what it was.
I think he learned it, taught himself too.
Yeah, it's funny because like I saw him singing like reggaeton songs, and I was like, "What?" So that kind of cracked me up, and I thought that was pretty cool, man. So
yeah, they did the Shiggy challenge. They was lit on the plane.
Yeah. Now, Goo, you were saying you were mad about the home run challenge on the All Star Weekend. Tell us why.
Yeah, man. Because so the way the contest is, it's a home run challenge. You versus someone else. Yeah. So everybody, let's say, gets a minute and a half, and if you hit a home run that's 420 feet, which is far as hell,
yeah,
then you get an extra 30-second bonus to hit more home runs.
Yeah.
So Bregman.
So if you're a smaller player,
you're not going to
hit
as far.
If you're a bigger player, you're going to hit it farther usually.
Right. Exactly. Right. So
our boy, Big Daddy Bregman, Alex Bregman.
Yeah. What Paul calls him. What Paul said. He hit more home runs than anybody in the regular
lot of time. Yeah.
So now, how many did he have? Like in
15.
Like 15. Yeah. And the guy who he lost to had 16, but he had 30-second bonus because
he had extra time.
So really, if Bregman would have had 30 seconds, he would have hit at least another two more. He would have won, but he's not. So I think that they need to change the rules. First of all, nobody wanted to be in that shit.
Yeah,
because only one American League player. Was Bregman, who isn't even a home run.
No, you got
to
say his name right.
Yeah, he's not even known for being
a home
run hitter.
You
got to
say his name right, Goo.
No.
Big Daddy.
If you don't say his name right, Goo, you are not allowed to say
his
name right.
Hashtag Big Daddy Bregman.
I just say A.B.
A.B.
Alex Bregman.
Alex Big Daddy Bregman.
You got to say it right, Goo.
But you know,
they need to change the rules, man. That shit ain't cool.
I think this is what lit the fire up under him, though, because he backdoored when he came into the All-Star game and won the MVP. In extra innings, along with our other boy, Big Daddy.
They did good, man. The Astros boys showed up to the All-Star
finally,
game.
Finally, Altuve got his first hit after six All-Star appearances.
Yeah.
He got his first All-Star hit.
So that's pretty dope, man. Let's switch it up right now, man. What y'all think? Carmelo coming to the Rockets or not?
Yeah, he's coming. He's going to sign for the league. All the rumors say he's going to sign for the league minimum, which is like 2.4 million, which doesn't matter to him because he's getting $27 million this year anyway from
endorsements,
OKC or whoever.
Oh, yeah.
Who, wherever. I don't know where the money's coming from, he's getting paid $27 million this year.
It's kind of, I just hope it's not like the Tracy McGrady deal, man. To where
I don't think it's gonna work out, bro. He don't play defense, so I mean, we already got people that don't play defense, so all he's gonna do is shoot.
And he was replacing somebody who did play defense,
right?
So
with
Ariza,
right?
Ariza, man, bro.
But
if we
could get another key defender, then it might seem to work. One thing that I'll see, I think of sometimes, will it work like outside of basketball? One, you know, I know he has a lot of love for H-Town, our H-Town culture. You know,
he passed us up.
That's because he thought he was trying to go get a championship, which we can't knock him for.
A championship in where?
I mean, he doing
in
what
New
he got.
Shit, no, he wasn't.
Well,
if
he come here now, I think if it's meant to be, it's meant to be. If he would have came earlier, I don't know, because it just wasn't meant to be. But now Chris Paul more settled into his role as a leader on the team. I feel like, I feel like it might could work. But
you be a hell of a politician.
Yeah, yeah.
You should be on Trump's staff.
Well,
he ain't really mean
that. I did not inhale.
Now, see what Trump meant to say was.
Paul's going to be like Bill Clinton. I didn't inhale.
Paul, does Melo follow you on Instagram? Is that why we're getting this?
I don't know, but he always show love. He always show major love.
We got Pastor Paul.
Think about Bun B. I'm going hard in the paint like Carmelo.
Well,
remember
we
that?
We know that's going to be like, if he does a good play, that's the they're
gonna
only
be playing
thing they're
going
to
be playing the hell out of that song. That Slim Thug song, Three Kings, they're going to be playing the hell out of that.
Bun B going to be getting some money with Slim Thug right there.
The publishing check going to come in.
Uh-huh.
But you know, Lala
ain't going nowhere near the paint nowadays.
Lala, too, she always got love for Houston. I don't know what their situation is. I don't get into their business, all that. But, you know, I know Lala always show a lot of love to Houston, too. She got a lot of love for us. Yeah. So I hope we do come here. I think it might work. Yeah, also, his star power would be dope to have him here. He, of course, you know, his career is like a Hall of Fame career. So, shit, to have.
You think he'll go Hall of Fame? You think so?
You know, I mean, the only thing missing is a chip. If he get a championship, that, you know, you look at his statistics, his dedication to the sport.
But nowadays, that's how they measure if you go in the Hall of Fame, if you have a championship ring or not.
If you don't get a championship, then they always discount you. So, hopefully he'll win one. Hopefully he'll be here with the Rockets. And that'd be kind of nice if he win one, you know. What if he do win one with the Rockets? Then that mean if he go into the Hall of Fame, he probably fuck around and go in with a Rockets jersey.
Well, fortunately, guys, we ain't win no championship this year. So.
Why you being so negative? Season hadn't even started.
He gave up on the Texans, too, and
I'm
the Rockets.
Realistic.
Hey, what about the Astros, though?
Going all the way, baby.
Yeah, we going all the way, baby.
Astros is locked.
No,
locked.
I know why you saying that, goo. Why you saying that, goo?
Because we're good.
We're looking good. I ain't gonna lie. The Astros
looking
good right now.
They put that team together very well. We have a great owner. We have a great coach.
Nobody's the All-Star MVP.
It could be a handful of anyone. It could be one of our pitchers.
No, you got to say his name right.
Big Daddy. It could be Big Daddy Bregman.
Yeah.
Oh, I thought you were just asking us to predict.
Bro, we have like, bro. This is
like,
no,
I want you to predict.
What's funny is this year we did it. Last year we did it with a lot of hitting, right? Like we had this year our hitting has fallen off a little bit.
Yeah.
But our pitching, bro.
Our pitching, oh my God, bro.
This has not been done, but we have three relievers with ERAs under two, like since like 19.
Don't know what that means, but I'm sure that's good.
Honestly, bro, I feel like we're looking better than we were looking last year.
What is ERA?
And the confidence,
earn run average.
Like how many?
So what they do is they say
you get per nine innings you pitch,
or however many innings. Because sometimes if you only pitch six innings, or you don't pitch the whole nine, then they, you know, then they say, okay, you gave up four runs.
So that's
innings.
Like the earned runs.
The earned run. So if So if somebody makes an error and they get on base and then somebody gets a hit and that person
scored, it doesn't go against you because it was based off an error.
They reached on error. It's only hits.
Guno is baseball.
Hey, that was like that guy. Yes, I saw on the news. There was a guy, Ponce de Leon, who was playing on the minor leagues and he got hit in the head and it crushed his skull. And he had to have emergency brain surgery. He went through all the stuff. And he pitched.
The other night.
A no hitter for like seven innings or
something
like
that. Yeah, that guy.
The major leagues. He got his major league debut.
Shots out.
So that's
pretty
dope.
He played for the Phillies. He actually, man, that was bad. When that happened to him, they actually thought about. But they've been thinking about a couple of things for pitchers.
Helmets?
Well, masks. They wear.
Yeah.
They were talking about putting masks over their face. And a lot of, even right now to this day.
A football helmet would
They
help.
Did make, well, no, nah, because it interferes. That's why they don't want them in a mask, because it interferes with them throwing. But they have this thing that they put inside their hat. It's like a helmet.
Yeah.
Like a
shield.
Little guard
like
shield.
Like Kevlar
type
stuff.
Yeah. And you know, they have it. And there's a lot of pitchers that wear them now.
Oh,
but
okay.
But that guy, I think he had pitched into the seventh inning, pitching a no-hitter. It's first game, bro, that's like. A Hollywood story, bro.
Yeah,
that's
they
like,
said
that's
was
a fairy tale story. Yeah. That's some Disney after school special. Like,
what about after the seventh inning? Did he get rocked?
I think he got
taken
out.
Him out.
Oh, they took him out. Okay,
they took him out, and then
okay, I was saying he went to the seventh innings, and he got rocked for a grand slam, and then a double after
like
that, and then he gave up three walks in a row.
So they usually give a pitcher about 90 to 100. You know what I'm saying? So he threw a lot of fucking pitches.
Okay, let me get back to the Astros real quick. I didn't mean to go sidetrack, but that was a cool story.
You mean the world champion Astros?
Yeah, the world champion. The World Series Grills champions. how is our pitching doing? Like, how is our team doing on injury-wise? Are we, like, good injury-wise?
Yeah, we're good. Yeah, we're good. We stay – they rest them, like, a lot. Like we rest a lot of our players. So, like, they'll play a certain amount of games, and then they get rest. So they do very well resting them. Right now, we only have one player that's – one good player, the factor, which is our shortstop, which is Carlos Correa.
Oh, is he injured?
He's injured. Yeah, he's hurt. He has a hurt back.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I think it's his back or, yeah, it's his back. He swung so hard that he hurt himself.
He threw that back out with his wife. So, that's what he did.
Well, but the good thing about it is he hasn't been playing.
Swung so hard, I dislocated my.
All these games.
What is it called?
And they're still doing well. You know what I'm saying?
Swinging so hard.
And as a matter of fact, man, they've been having Bregman. They moved Bregman from third to short.
Okay.
And so we've been having Davis.
Big Daddy.
Having this new guy playing.
Dude, guy, I wish people would see Goo's face every time Paul says Big Daddy Bregman. Goo just
kind of. I mean, I'm telling you, he's going to watch. I'm waiting for him. I'm waiting for him to look. I'm waiting to look on Instagram and G6 showing the new Big Daddy Bregman tattoo on Paul.
So you did say it. I just said his name.
In reference to Paul.
I can't decide which picture I want to put.
See? He's going to get it. I'm
Big Daddy.
So would you have an issue if he did get that before your face, Scoop?
They win us another championship. I'm getting that.
Oh, is that a deal? If the Astros win the World Series again this year, you will get Bregman.
Face
tattooed on your body, like on your back, or
man, it's starting to sound kind of pauserific.
Nah, bro, you've been saying Big Daddy.
I mean, I was just throwing it out there. I ain't trying to make it all pauserific.
No, we're not making it like that.
Bregman tattooed on
you. If they win the World Series,
we go back to back. I'm getting another tat for sure.
Or will you just instead of getting a tattoo of him, you put Big Daddy Bregman tatted on you?
I don't know if I'm gonna go pauserific.
Nah, come on.
It sounds kind of pause.
Or will you do like pause-ish. the Steve-O?
You know, like the Steve-O, you ever heard of being cautious? Well, I'm being pauses.
Pauses?
Yeah, because it sounds a
lot like pauses.
I'm definitely getting another tattoo, though. I don't know what, though. There are some dope Bregman photos, though, of
I'll
him sliding.
What I want to get.
And him when he hitting walk-offs.
Bro, there's dope photos of every athlete.
Yep, but they ain't all winning this championships.
I think I would get a championship.
Back to back. So if we go back to back,
I
would get an Andre Johnson and tattoo of him when he make like a one handed catch or something like that. You know, badass.
You get the one of him whooping a boy from Tennessee.
Yeah,
but that means I would have to have another team tatted on my body, and I wouldn't do that.
I almost got Brian Cushing when it was bleeding on his face. Dude, I almost got that, but then
bro, that's my screensaver. Well, it was one of my screensavers.
Yeah. I remember that. I remember you had that.
I got the Andre Johnson now catching it like tippy toe one. Like, it was bad, man. Damn.
Those were the good days, huh?
Man. But you know what? Hey, man. Texans training camp started already. You know, J.J. Watt looking.
The Little League World Series is starting right now, guys. ESPN, check them out.
Come on, dude. We're talking about the Texans, bro. Come on, man. Deshaun Watson's healthy.
When's the first game? Not the preseason, but when's the first regular season?
All I know is that it's like less than a month for you to start tailgating. That's all.
Watch it be on the same day as the back
school. Chile went to 8 games and only made it to the stadium probably in 1.
Yeah, because I'd be tailgating hardcore.
He'd be outside tailgating and shit.
I had more fun outside watching the game.
That's what I hear.
Because
everybody tailgates at that.
Okay, the first preseason is against the Chiefs August 9th.
We don't care.
Next one's is here in Houston against the 49ers on the 18th.
We don't care.
Then at the Rams.
We don't care.
In LA on August 25th.
I kind of want to go to go check out the Coliseum in LA, bro. Because it's iconic, you know what I'm saying?
That's one place I wouldn't want to go be a fan of another team at.
Why?
Man,
they kill you. They killed a Giants player.
Remember they killed that, was it a Rams?
Oh, that was a 49ers and Raiders players. But that's in Candlestick or wherever they used to be.
Nah, that shit was in Oakland. I thought it was in Oakland.
Yeah, in Oakland, but.
But now the Giants and the Dodgers, one of the Giants players got killed in the parking lot. Leaving the game not too long ago. Yep.
That's crazy.
It was a few years ago, but.
They crazy.
Dude, I'm not gonna lie. Even here at Houston, when they had the Raiders played Houston in the playoff, Raiders fans showed out. Man, I was in the tailgating and I walked by and it was like nothing but black and silver. And I was like, dude, where the hell?
They wear them big ass pad with the spikes and shit.
Nah, they just trying to. I guess the color is more intimidating than. I mean, you know, they're a little thugged out and stuff, but you know, I was like, hey. So I'm taking one or two down with me. I might lose that battle, but I'm taking one or two down with me. But they were actually cool people, man. that were cool people. We chugged beers and we were drinking and everything. We were cool. You know, at the end of the day, we won because they had their quarterback had gotten injured. Thank God.
Carr got it.
So you know, but man, hopefully Texans will do good, man. Let's change it up a little bit now that we were talking about people getting dying, leaving games and stuff, man. Did y'all hear that about that shooting, that stand your ground that happened in Miami?
Oh, that man. Killer, Give us that quick rundown real quick.
Okay, so a family stops, goes to a corner store. They park in a handicap spot. The dad and the son go into the store to get the snacks while the mom and one of the kids stayed in the car. While another person pulls up, and as soon as he gets out of the car, he goes and starts yelling at the female because they were parking a handicap. Well, the dad comes out, and all he sees is a guy yelling at his wife. Now, it happened to be a white guy, and the family was black. So he was yelling, so the guy just ran up and pushed the living crap out of that guy to where the guy yelling fell on the ground. And as soon as he fell on the ground, he pulled out his gun and shot the guy that pushed him and hit him right in the chest, and he died. So that's the story. There's video of it, and the video shows that, well, they're not put, they hadn't pressed any charges. They said they weren't going to charge the shooter with anything because they used that stand your ground law that they have in Florida. So now they're kind of like saying it's kind of messed up because, you know, you got a family, a dad that lost, you know, got shot, basically murdered over a push, you know.
Now give us a little background on the shooter. They say he was an agitator who used to come.
They did some more reports came out later saying that the owner of the store had called the cops on him before because he likes to start arguments and fights with people over the parking spots and stuff like that. So obviously he's notorious for doing something like that. So, which in my mind is like, dude, if you're going to charge somebody, use that stand your ground, whatever. The dude looks like he likes to pick fights. So obviously he probably went and picked a fight.
What the dude look like?
I don't know, like 47-year-old white man.
What does somebody look like who likes to pick fights? Well, I just want to know.
Dude,
it look goo. Like you like to be, I'm asking. You said,
goo. We're trying to have a serious conversation here.
I'm being serious.
Well, that's what he looks like him, like that guy. Google his name, and that's what he
looks
like.
He looks like he likes to start fighting.
What do y'all think? Y'all thoughts on that, man? Y'all think that's?
I mean, I don't know. I'm just thinking, if you put your hands on somebody, then the law is left to interpretation. And from what I've been hearing, the sheriff or whatever of the...
What you say, the sheriff?
Sheriff or whatever the fuck, whoever it is.
The sheriff?
He's sheriff. He's talking about how you said sheriff.
Yeah, sheriff.
He said sheriff.
Yeah. Oh, well, he says pudding.
So?
Pudding. But
the pudding is in the sheriff.
Nah, but he's saying that, you know, shit, that the dude was right in standing his ground. He got shoved. Not pushed. He got shoved and was in fear for his life. They reviewed the video. They reviewed the tape. At the end of the day, it's messed up because now there's a child without his father. A
couple child.
One thing you said yesterday, Goo, that struck me was that this is the first time that now the burden of proof shifts. When you claim you were in fear for your life, now the burden of proof shifts to the victim instead of the burden proof being this is crazy to me though that like the stand your ground law is something when you say you were in fear for your life, that's something that can't be proven. Like you can't, that's something mentally in your mind, I was afraid. So you can prove other things. Like you might could prove somebody was racist, or you could prove that they went to the parking lot and agitated and tried to instigate something like this to happen. So it was bound to happen. But to say somebody was in fear for their life, you know, somebody could bump into you and you could fall to the ground and say, oh, I was in fear for my life. You know, so that's something that really can't be exactly proved. So it's crazy that someone's life can be taken. And self-defense is one thing, but just saying, oh, I was in fear for my life, therefore I had to take this other person's life, even though they might have been in the process of walking away. That's crazy.
Because the video does show whenever he pushed him, he started backing up, like walking backwards, and the guy shot him.
And what their police are saying is because he shot him in 4 or 5 seconds, he shot him because he thought he was in fear, so he didn't get a chance to.
Yeah.
Which is stupid because shit.
That means he's walking around with a loaded. That means.
Yeah, he had his pistol loaded.
This was a grocery store, right?
Yeah.
So that means.
It was a corner store. Yeah.
That means he was driving up to the corner store, about to walk into the corner store with a loaded pistol. And instead of walking into the corner store, he fussed at this person for parking in the handicapped parking spot. Now, I'm curious, was he handicapped? Because why does he care so much that he wants to go fuss at somebody and then end up taking their life?
Well, I've heard of the soup Nazi, so he's probably the parking lot Nazi, you know?
Now, I will take this as opportunity to warn everybody out there. It's a lot of people that do take it serious.
Yeah.
A lot of people who aren't handicapped take it serious that you park in a handicap. They will fuss at you and say, no, no, no. And then you ask why. Yeah, Cat, our boy Cat. He will cuss you out and fight you.
Security deduction. My boy.
Yeah, he do not like it when you park in a handicap.
Dude parking in the handicap parking lot and told the dude to move the car. And dude was like, nah, he was like, nah, bro. What if it's my grandmother or somebody? For some reason, that shit like irked him. He's 6'6". Yeah. Like, what you gonna do? Like, I mean,
yeah,
I'm in the car. I'm not going to do nothing. I'm standing in the car.
The other thing that this brings to mind is, hey, it's a warning. Hey, y'all be careful who y'all shove.
Yeah,
man, some people might, they got a load of pistols. Yeah, keep your hands to yourself, man, for real.
Especially nowadays, man, you know, anything's going on, you know, the way things are going now, people don't care much, don't value life that much anymore, you know what I'm saying? They'll kill a person in a heartbeat, you know?
Behind a parking spot?
So, you know, it's common sense at the end of the day, man, but, you know, if it weren't, I don't know, man, I just wish that, you know.
Condolences, man.
Yeah, condolences to the family. Hopefully justice is served. And
you know why I don't like talking about like that kind of shit, though? I mean, because it's like, it's just our opinion. But at the end of the day, it seems like,
nothing's going to happen.
Yeah, like, nothing's going to happen. And what used to be common sense, like, oh, I'm almost sure this person going to jail. Now it's just like, you legit got away. Like the Rodney King shit back in the day. Like, I knew all those cops were going to jail. They beat the shit out of him. Somebody's going to jail.
Yeah.
Nobody.
And you know, the crazy thing is, you know, that's the same law, like the same thing that, what's his name, Zimmerman used, like the defense used to.
Right.
After when he killed Trayvon.
Right.
And then you have a, but see,
and it's also the same law that you said that convicted.
About that female.
Oh, girl.
A black female. Was in fear of her life. Like, I guess she shot up in the air and she was using that stand your ground law. And they said no.
She just shot the shit out of them. But man, you know what? Even like the laws here in Texas, right? I remember reading on something where a guy's house got broken into. He caught the people, they were running out. He shot him in the back.
See, that's some messed up stuff because if you shoot him in the back, then
you're wrong.
Yeah.
But that's why when you shoot him in the back, you got to drag him back into the house.
Yeah. Well, I mean, that's going to be video. That's going to be video of somebody shooting people and dragging them to the house. I mean, that's going to.
How?
Especially now that everybody's got cameras outside of their house, we don't encourage that.
Listen, man, that way they say if you shoot them, you got to drag them back into the house.
And you know what? The effed up thing is. That if you were to shoot somebody running away, I said one day, well, I'll just shoot him in the leg. And they said, you can get sued. He can turn around and sue you.
Right.
Yeah.
Even though he broke into your house.
It's crazy. Yeah, it's crazy that the law will favor you if you kill somebody more than if you just injure them or shoot them in the leg or shoot in there.
Yeah, I said F. I was trying not to say a bad word.
Oh, okay. That's what I was wondering. Is that something new?
I don't know. I caught myself. Hey, it's from me working in radio all those years. You know, I used to censor myself a lot of times.
You got to stay on your toes when that contract comes. You know,
yeah,
you ready,
you know,
you ready,
I can't
yeah,
just be like,
know?
Fuck this, fuck that. You know, I got to be F this, F that.
You ain't been having your water with you either, man. What's been going on?
Oh, what do you mean by water? Oh, my beer?
Your beer, yeah, man.
Nah, man, ever since I was trying to get that job and they told me I wasn't fit to drive.
Oh.
I went to the doctor, got my medicines, and now I'm trying to... I've been losing a little weight, so I'm trying to get healthy.
You trying to get sexy.
Congratulations.
Hey, I just turned 40, man.
That's what's up,
40,
man.
40 years old. I said, man, if I make it to 50, I didn't think I was going to make it past 35.
Why?
Because I was partying hard and not taking care of myself. So made it past. So now I'm like, well, you know what? I might as well just start changing.
You said your goal is 50?
For what?
I don't know.
Oh, lose weight? I don't want to set a goal because...
No, I'm saying, like, you said if I can make it to 50, like...
Oh.
You said I didn't make it to 35, now you make it to 40.
Dude, I want to make it as much as I can. And okay. I'm going to try to give myself, you know...
Like, damn, she let you...
But you know what? I had the opportunity to get surgery to lose weight, and I passed it up. And now that I don't have benefits, I'm kind of like, man, maybe I should have taken that.
You want them bad bitch surgeries or what kind of surgery?
The what?
The bad bitch surgeries. You know, the light bulb size and shit.
Nah, dude.
Put it in your ass.
Nah.
Take out your belly and put it in your ass.
I know y'all were checking me out when I was walking away, but.
he gonna change his name to Chispita. You remember Chispita?
Yeah.
My mom used to watch that show.
The TV show. No, that was Lassie. No, it was Chispita. It was a dog. Yeah, I remember. But
it was a show called Chispita.
Yeah, I remember that. Actually, I named one of my dogs that was a collie Chispita.
It was about a dog? I didn't know that.
Yeah, that was the name of it. Chispita was a dog's name and everything. But you know what? I passed up on all that stuff. So now I'm kind of like, man, I got to get healthy.
Do you drink at all or no?
Yeah, I drink a beer every now and then, but okay. Not like.
We got some Modelo's on ice.
Where?
Out in the Sprinter.
Like, what's she?
Where's it at? You ain't bring it?
Man, my boy Jeff from Apex. You see us riding around the Sprinter. That's okay.
People,
you know, he take care
so
of
that's why I was
man.
Wondering. I was like, man, Paul got that van and
Jeff
everything.
Got Red Bulls in there for Paul.
Damn.
The orange ones.
They spoil you, Paul.
Water.
on my Chile and the Champ contract,
big
my
shout
rider
out.
Is going to say, I need to have beer at all time in the Sprinter.
That's how I got it with Orange Red Bull. Big shout out to Apex Transportation.
Yeah.
VIP service with a smile.
What's your Instagram, bro?
Yo. Apex Bubs. What's coming? But, you know, just check them out. Apex, okay. You know, for sure. It's all love.
Big shout out to
we're going to tag them. Just
like bachelor parties and bachelorette parties and all that? Oh, y'all
he
do that?
All, man, for sure.
Oh, that's
legit,
dope, man.
Legit mobile. So don't be trying to take our drive away from us, guys.
Yeah.
I'm plexing.
Yeah.
I'm beefing. I know who's been in there. It's not supposed to be in. I'm beefing. I'm plexing.
Yeah.
But, you know, I'm trying to get healthy. So, you know what? That's what I'm doing. That's why you don't see my.
Man. That's good, man.
But, plus, I'm trying to get that DOT certification so I can start working.
Yeah, trying to get that check.
So what do you have to do? What requirements do you have to meet?
Well, you have to go to the doctor, and the doctor has to approve you.
I know. So the doctor said you're overweight.
Well, he wants me.
By how
okay,
many pounds
okay.
or what?
Oh, man, I don't know. I'm probably like 50.
50 pounds?
I think like if he weigh over a certain amount of weight.
You need to go to Crystal's class.
It's getting close to it. I might have to start doing some Zumba. I'm not going to lie.
Do Zumba. It's mixed fit, buddy.
Oh, mixed fit. Okay.
Yeah. Mixed fit.
Yeah. My bad, player.
She danced all original to
Crystal
Wall
Fitness.
Hip hop music. Yep, they be turning up. You have fun in there for real.
No, I've seen her when we did that Family Fun Day when I was working at the box.
Yeah.
At the what is that? Discovery Green. She did a segment right there. She did a class.
Yeah, she did a lot of things. She did the first ever fitness concert at the Super Bowl. The first time the Super Bowl's ever done something. Yeah, she's on a she's currently on a tour. Nah, they didn't give it a ring.
No, man.
But she's on tour right now. She's currently in Houston on tour. But she's going around the country just doing her mixed fit.
Hey, man, that's
Crystal
a good thing, man. I've seen, and not because I know you, Crystal, or anything, or that's Paul's wife or anything like that, but I've seen people that go to her mixed fit class, and the results, man, they post pictures from before and after, and it's crazy, man.
You should do it, bro.
The only reason I don't want to go and do it is they start seeing all this jelly shaking and moving. All them girls are going to start focusing on me. They're not going to get fit. And then I might end up getting a divorce. You know?
Yeah. It's all good.
I don't got no rhythm, so I'm going to be looking super stupid.
Yeah.
You look super stupid every day anyway. So what's your point?
Yeah, whatever.
Hey, but we salute you and we support you though, Chile, on your weight loss journey, man. We support you.
And you know what I've learned though in the past?
I'm gonna be here to tease the shit out of you.
Go ahead, man. I welcome that. You know what?
Not fat anymore.
And whenever you go down in sizes, we got some clothes for you.
Yeah, man. Yeah.
All them all.
Got you.
Hey, and you know, like the crazy thing about it is,
supply shirts.
I have about 2 boxes
tough love
of like extra large shirt, like concert shirts that I bought. That I've had whenever I lost weight. I got that. I think the lightest I got to was like 240. 240 and
what,
I was
like
wearing
5'2"? 5'3"?
Nah, man. I'm pretty tall, like about 5'8".
For a Mexican. No. I'm tall for a Mexican. I'm like,
nah, like, you know what the funny thing is? Like, people used to come up to me when I worked in radio. They'd be like, "You Chile?" I was like, "Yeah. Man, you sound way bigger on the radio." I was like, "What you expecting? A 6'5" muscular guy? This is all $7 an hour could afford, bro." But nah, man. So you know, I learned not to set goals. No, set goals, but reachable goals. Don't set a goal that's like, "I want to lose 100 pounds."
Oh yeah,
because that takes a lot of time. So start going with like, "I'm gonna lose 10 pounds this month.
3 pounds,
you know what I'm
5
saying?
Pounds.
Then I'm going to do another 10 this next month." And by the time you know, it's going to be, you know, because it, when you're like, okay, you're down 60 pounds, but you're like, "I still haven't lost 100 pounds. And you get discouraged, you know?
Well, that's true.
So just kind of set small goals and reach them and then keep setting new ones.
You really got to just stay off the scale, because that's what my problem was.
The numbers, yeah. Scale,
like,
is a big problem.
The scales and then shit, before you know it, it's all messed up.
And I'm not saying cut everything out, but it in moderation, and that's the problem.
Yeah, that's one thing that for me, the toughest thing was not the exercise. It was what I did in the kitchen. So definitely that's a big part of what you're doing in the kitchen. What you're laying off in the kitchen is the easiest way to lose weight and keep it off is what you're putting into your body.
Damn. That's pause. So would that be Pastor Paul or Healthy Paul talking?
That's High Paul talking.
High Paul?
High Paul.
High Paul.
High Paul. sounds like a Native American name. You're High Paul.
High Paul. My name High Paul.
Man, you know what? We're about to leave out of here, man. We want to leave on a positive note. Positive story. Paul, you have your benefit coming up, giving back to the community. When is it?
It's coming up August 19th. It's Sunday. The address is going to be 2201 Preston Street. Right there near downtown Houston. Come on out. It's going to be a kind of all-day kind of event. Got a lot of great things. A lot of great people going to be there. Big shouts out to, you know, HTX Tactical. They've been doing a lot of things, you know, on gun safety with everything that's going on right now.
Yeah,
you
we
know,
need
so
that.
Shouts out to HTX Tactical trying to get back in that way with on the gun safety. Also, you know, TV Johnny's going to be there. You know, a lot of my friends and family, of course, going to be there. We got
Johnny. We need a big donation from you, Johnny. I'm calling you out.
PAP, Parents Against Predators, is definitely going to be there. We're going to have some DJs out there. Oil them all going to be in the house.
Cricket Wireless. Someone,
Cricket. Shout out to Cricket. Big shout out 97 on the box.
Be Someone's going to be there.
Yeah, Be Someone. Paradise. Glass Gallery is going to be there. Miss Pap is going to be there with her new book, Stranger Danger. I think
Stranger
gadgets.
Danger. Hey, man, you know what? That's crazy, though. But, like, a lot of people, like, you know, make jokes about stuff like that. But it's some serious stuff that's going on now in the
bro,
city.
Bro, this shit's
man.
Been going on. What you mean? It's the same shit.
No, but it's getting
on.
Crazier and crazier, man. So we need to just teach
it's
our kids.
Time,
you know?
Also, I'm just going to finish it off. Non-Innovations, they're going to be in the house. Dr. Tran, Dr. J, Hungry Howie's Pizza, Brothers Produce, The Dog Boss, Eighth Wonder Trill Multicultural. It's going down. And Chile and the Champ with Goo Hefner.
Yeah. Say that part again.
Chile and the Champ with Goo Hefner.
Sounds like the voice from that Doggy Style album. We're like, "Hi."
Oh, yeah.
Or like, was like
Snoop Dogg.
Yeah. All right, man. So, you know, we're going to have more details on the weeks to come. So, we appreciate everybody that's showing us love and support that came out to the car show and was telling myself and Goo and Paul that they like what we're doing with the podcast. So we appreciate y'all, man. Any last words before we get
yes.
out?
Yes, follow me at GU_Hefner, HEFFNER. And
at Paul Wall Baby, at The Chile, THECHILE.
Church.
Hey, remember we did
and
that.
At
you
Chile
kept
in the
spelling it wrong. And Chile had that secondhand smoke.
Yeah, but not no more, man. I'm used to it now. I wonder if it showed up on my drug test.
Nah, I doubt
the secondhand. But they didn't. I guess I must have passed because
they never showed up in mines, and I'd be riding cars or used to anyway.
Yeah,
well, it never showed up.
All right, man. We appreciate y'all. Until next show, man. We love y'all. Be safe. Stay out of trouble. And hey, man, don't pull a Tekashi. Put your jewelry up.
And watch out who you shove.
Huh.